A series of lightning strikes in recent days have caused more than 300 fires in California. Dozens of them are in the greater Bay Area, and tens of thousands of people have been evacuated. Governor Gavin Newsom gives a big picture in a video posted on social media.
376 active fires throughout the state, unprecedented number of lightning strikes that occurred over a 72-hour period, 11,000 dry lightning strikes, particularly in Northern California. So here we are layering health protocols because of COVID with emergency protocols related to evacuees from wildfires.
There are fires in the North Bay, the East Bay, and the South Bay. Fires have also stretched into the San Joaquin Valley and Santa Cruz County. In all, they've burned more than 308,000 acres. That's more than 500 square miles, and there's no end in sight. Hundreds of structures have burned, including buildings and homes. There's at least two reported deaths. A pilot on a water dropping mission in western Fresno County died Wednesday morning when his helicopter crashed, and a PG&E utility worker died at a fire in the Vacaville area under unclear circumstances. He was found in his vehicle. Shauna Williams is a CAL FIRE unit chief for the fires in Lake, Sonoma, and Solano counties. She's urging people to evacuate when ordered, but says she understands people's frustration.
Over the last 5 years or more, many of you have been evacuated, and many of you, your families, someone you know, has lost their home. It is a very stressful time. All of us, your first responders, understand that, and we're here for you. Please be prepared. Please, when asked to do so, please evacuate. It's important that you do your part so that we can help you. It's going to take time. This is a very large fire. It's one of many in the state of California. And honestly, our resources are stretched very far.
CAL FIRE, the state's firefighting agency, has broken down the fires into three large complexes. The CZU for San Mateo and Santa Cruz counties, the LNU, that's Lake and Napa, as well as three other counties, including Solano, and the SCU. That's the largest complex, made up of 20 wildfires that have burned through 137,000 acres in Santa Clara, Alameda, Contra Costa, San Joaquin, and Stanislaus counties. CAL FIRE reports some of the brush and terrain has little to no fire history. Thus, it's providing decadent fuels conducive to extreme fire growth. Since fires began 2 days ago, they've scorched through 220 square miles. And as Stephen Vollmer, a CAL FIRE fire captain, explains, there are other challenges to getting that fire under control. It's currently 5% contained.
Normally, during the nighttime, the relative humidity goes up and the fire spread slows down. But on this incident, there's a little phenomenon that's happening, and the relative humidity is actually dropping drastically at night, where there's very poor humidity recovery, and that's allowing the fire to burn actively all day and all night long out there, and it's really hampering the control efforts of the resources on the ground. Some of the things that we also look at is the rate of spread, and we're looking at just in the grass, the fire will move at up to 120 feet a minute. And that is also hampering the control efforts because it's putting the fire moving faster than we can actually engage it safely.
CAL FIRE reports two firefighter and civilian injuries. More than 1,000 personnel have been deployed to assist in firefighting efforts on the SCU fire. And there are several mandatory evacuation orders, including north and south of Santa Clara County's line, east of San Jose city limits to the Santa Clara County line, and east to unincorporated parts of the county, as well as south and east of Mount Hamilton Road, east and north of Highway 152, and Highway 130 at Quimby and Three Springs Road is closed. Evacuation orders are also in effect in Alameda County for all of Mines Road. The city of Fremont at Mill Creek Road is under an evacuation warning. Del Puerto Canyon Road, State Route 130, between Mines Road and Diablo Grand Parkway, is also closed. In Stanislaus County, west of I-580 to the Alameda County line is under evacuation, and east of Alameda County's line to I-580 and Stanislaus County is also under evacuation. The second largest fire is the NLU. That spans five counties, Napa, Lake, Sonoma, Solano, and Yolo counties. The fires consumed more than 131,000 acres, or 205 square miles. Nearly 600 personnel are battling the blazes there. Two large fires in Lake and Sonoma counties have merged and are now one mega fire. At least 105 structures have been destroyed and 70 others damaged. Several portions of Highway 128 are closed in Napa County. In Sonoma County, portions of Highway 1 are closed off around Fort Ross, Bohemian Highway at the Russian River, and parts of Highway 116 are also closed. There are dozens of evacuation warnings. In Napa County, St. Helena Hospital was evacuated. Communities near Highway 128 were also evacuated. Fires have nearly surrounded Lake Berryessa, where communities there are under evacuation. In Solano County, areas around Fairfield were also evacuated. In Sonoma County, parts of Casadero, like Austin Creek Road, are under evacuation. Fort Ross and south and east of the Russian River to Windsor have also been evacuated. The Bohemian Highway and areas south of Highway 101, east of the Sonoma coast to Wallala, are under evacuation. Orders. In Lake County, Hidden Valley Lake and Jerusalem Valley are under evacuation orders. Fires are heading towards Guerneville and Rio Nido. Mark Essick is Sonoma County Sheriff. He says once people are ordered to evacuate, they should not return.
Evacuation areas are dangerous. Once an area is evacuated, we do not want you to re-enter that area. We have had some minor reports of people re-entering evacuation areas, and they've had to be rescued. When we have to rescue you from an evacuation area, it creates a secondary burden on police and fire services and adds to the problem. So please stay out of those evacuated areas.
The third fire impacting the Bay Area is the CZU fire in San Mateo and Santa Cruz counties. It scorched more than 40,000 acres. More than 22,000 people have been evacuated from those fires, which have destroyed 20 structures and injured three people. Dan Olson is chief information officer for the CZU fire.
Currently, the fire is at 40,000 acres with 0% containment. We have roughly 600 personnel assigned to the incident. Overnight, we saw the fire make significant runs in the Davenport, Ben Lomond, and Empire Ridge area. Multiple evacuation orders and warnings were issued throughout the course of the night, and we anticipate more in the next 24 to 48 hours. We ask that the citizens abide by those warnings and heed them, and please safely remove yourself from the area.
Evacuation orders are in effect for the town of Felton. And in San Mateo County, the town of Loma Mar is under evacuation orders as well. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state had prepared for a tough fire season by hiring more than 800 additional firefighters and acquiring more aircraft to fight the fires, but their resources are strapped thin, given the number of blazes. The governors of Arizona, Texas, and Nevada are sending crews and support. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.